Escaping architecture school with your life was just the beginning. The profession is deadlier than you think. I'm Tennille, and this is Death by Architecture. Welcome to Death by Architecture, a podcast about true crime in the architectural, engineering, and construction community. Each episode, I will bring you a story about a crime committed in the AEC world. In January of 2018, millions of fans across the world eagerly awaited the premiere of The Assassination of Gianni Versace, the second season in the hit true crime anthology American Crime Story. Through 9 episodes, it explored the murder of the renowned designer Gianni Versace, who was shot in 1997 by serial killer Andrew Cunanan. While Versace's death was highlighted by the show, it also told the stories of Jeffrey Traill and David Madsen, both of whom were victims of Andrew's brutal murder spree. Unfortunately, their deaths are often overshadowed by the killer's most famous victim. So who exactly was David Madsen, and what role did he play in Andrew's descent into madness? In today's episode of Death by Architecture, the story of David Madsen, a 33-year-old architect from Wisconsin whose promising career was cut short in 1997 after he unwittingly entered a relationship with a man who would later become one of America's most notorious serial killers. David Madsen had an idyllic childhood. He grew up in the sprawling city of Barron in Wisconsin, where his father owned a successful hardware store. He was admired by many, both for his all-American good looks and his intelligence. He was a 2-time champion of the State Quiz Bowl and also boasted of 9 medals in various statewide debating competitions. He was athletic too, known for his skills in baseball and golf. But his incredible achievements did not stop in high school. After earning his master's degree in architecture from the University of Minnesota, he went on to win the President's Award for a traveling exhibit he did on AIDS. In December of 1995, he was hanging out at a bar in San Francisco when he met 26-year-old Andrew Cunanan, a Filipino-Italian-American from California who had been hanging around town dealing a wide variety of drugs, including prescription opioids and cocaine. But despite Andrew's background, David found himself attracted to his handsome looks and charming personality. They began seeing each other, but this quickly turned into a long-distance relationship in the spring of 1996 when David accepted a job at the John Ryan Company, which was an architecture and design firm located in Minneapolis. David was well-liked by his coworkers, earning praise for his skills in developing designs for banks and financial outlets, which the company specialized in. His outgoing personality also meshed well with the local scene, and it wasn't long before he settled into his life in Minneapolis. There, he lived in the urban artsy warehouse district, driving a red Jeep Cherokee and going for long walks with his dog, a Dalmatian that he named Prince. He and his large group of friends frequented the city's upscale restaurants like the Monte Carlo Bar and Cafe. Life seemed to be going well for David. However, he felt weighed down by his relationship with Andrew, whom he felt was shady. This was in stark contrast to Andrew's feelings for him. David was the love of his life. Unfortunately for Andrew, David's misgivings about their relationship proved to be too much, and he ended things in 1996, shortly after moving to Minneapolis. Unbeknownst to him, he had just signed his own death sentence. In the last weeks of April 1997, David stopped showing up for work. His colleagues grew increasingly concerned, and on April 29th, they finally decided to head over to his apartment to investigate. None of them imagined that there, they would find the body of a dead man rolled in a rug and placed behind the sofa. The authorities quickly identified the victim as 28-year-old Jeffrey Traill, a Navy officer who had moved to Minneapolis to work as a district manager. They initially assumed that he'd been murdered by David. However, their suspicions were laid to rest when his body was discovered on the morning of May 3rd, lying on the east shore of Rush Lake in Minneapolis. The bullets lodged in David's head and back were found to be from a semi-automatic Taurus pistol that was registered to Jeffrey, which led investigators to conclude that another person was responsible for the murders of both men. This was corroborated by interviews held with several of David's neighbors, who claimed that they had seen him with another man inside the elevator on April 28th. They further testified that the pair had also been seen walking David's dog, Prince, on April 29th. Thanks to those accounts, the authorities were able to narrow down their list of suspects to a single individual, a California native named Andrew Cunanan. It had emerged that he had traveled to Minneapolis to see David, even going out on a date with him and spending the night at his apartment. The following day, he went to visit Jeffrey Trail, whom he had met in 1991 when he was stationed in San Diego. Unfortunately for the police, Andrew had disappeared. While investigations into Jeffrey and David's death were officially stalled, Andrew was busy laying waste across the United States. After shooting his longtime friend, he drove to Chicago, Illinois, where he met 75-year-old Lee Miglin, who was one of the city's wealthiest and most well-known real estate developers. He was found with his hands and feet tied up while his head was wrapped in duct tape. Lee's throat had been brutally slashed with a hacksaw while his entire body was riddled with stab wounds, which seemed to have been made with a screwdriver. A green Lexus sedan that he owned was missing from his garage. However, in its place was a red Jeep Cherokee that was identified as the car that David Mattson owned back in Minneapolis. But Andrew was far from done. After Chicago, he headed to Pennsville Township in New Jersey, where he randomly shot 45-year-old William Reese before stealing the man's red Chevy pickup truck. He then drove to Miami, Florida, where he stayed in a local hotel. June 12, 1997, Andrew was already included in FBI's 10 Most Wanted Fugitives list. A nationwide manhunt was underway. However, the investigators were unable to locate him, despite the fact that he was simply hiding in plain sight in Miami Beach. Andrew's urge to kill again, however, soon became too much to ignore, and after managing to successfully evade authorities for an entire 2 months, he decided to strike again. On the morning of July 15, 1997, the world-famous designer, 50-year-old Gianni Versace, was found dead on the steps of his mansion in Miami Beach. There were bullets lodged in the back of his head and in his left cheek, the same type of bullets that were found in the bodies of David Mattson, Lee Miglin, and William Reese. The authorities attempted to pursue Andrew. However, the vehicle that he had stolen from William was found abandoned in a parking garage. Inside, they found a few items of clothing, as well as newspaper clippings that detailed the killing spree that he had been on. With the high-profile death of Gianni Versace, the manhunt for Andrew Cunanan was turned up a notch. It led nowhere, though. That is, until a week later, on July 23rd, when someone had called the police to report a gunshot that had come from a houseboat docked in Miami Beach. When police officers went inside the houseboat to investigate, they found the body of Andrew Cunanan with a single bullet hole in his head. To kill himself, he had used the pistol that he had stole from Jeffrey Trail, the very same one that he also used to kill David Mattson, William Reese, and Gianni Versace. After Andrew Cunanan's death, the authorities were able to establish the turn of events that led to David Mattson's tragic death on May 3rd, 1997. He and Andrew had gone out on a date only a few days before, but after spending the night at his place, Andrew had gone over to his friend Jeffrey Trails, who was living in Minneapolis as well at the time. The two, Andrew and Jeffrey, allegedly got into an argument that ended with Andrew stealing a Taurus pistol that Jeffrey owned. He then headed to David's apartment and called Jeffrey from there, telling him the address so that he could retrieve his gun. When Jeffrey stepped inside, however, he was brutally beaten to death with a claw hammer by the enraged Andrew. Some speculate that David had accidentally walked into the scene of a stranger being murdered in his apartment by his ex-partner. Others claim that he had witnessed it from the very beginning. Regardless of what happened, the end result was the same. He and Andrew spent 2 days in his apartment with a decomposing body of Jeffrey Trail stashed behind the sofa. And 2 days later, his own body was found lying 50 miles away from his home with his head riddled with gunshot wounds. Nobody knows why for sure Andrew Cunanan chose to embark on a murder spree across the United States, leaving 5 dead men in his wake. But what we do know is that one of his victims was his ex-boyfriend, a man who Andrew claimed to have loved so much that taped to his refrigerator door was a smiling picture of 33-year-old David Mattson. It's been 20 years since this tragedy, but he's still fondly remembered by friends. Friend Julie Hovland was reported saying, quote, "It was hard at the office to bring closure, and we wanted his parents to know how much his son was loved by all of us," end quote. She also went on to say that, quote, "The world lost such an amazing person that had so much potential," end quote, and that she always thinks about how ambitious he was and how kind he was. The fact that David Mattson is still so fondly remembered by people who knew him after his tragedy and untimely death is a true testament to his kind-hearted character. He's obviously still very deeply missed by his loved ones today. Thank you for listening to this episode of Death by Architecture. I release new episodes every other Tuesday, so don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Death by Architecture is also on Instagram, so check it out over at Death by Architecture Pod. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Death by Architecture. Until next time, stay safe, everyone.